Early this month, Chinese farmers attacked a pharmaceutical plant in eastern China and shut it down. They say chemical waste from the plant was ruining their crops and damaging their health. Several days ago, there were more protests when word got out that the plant planned to resume production. The protests are the latest in rural China, involving peasants who've become angered by pollution and corruption and the growing gap with the country's entrepreneurial class. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Police have completely sealed off the town of Xinchang, about 200 miles from Shanghai, after a riot last weekend outside the Jingxin Pharmaceutical Company. A posting on an online message board said that 20,000 people massed outside the factory on Sunday and fought pitched battles with the police. According to local residents, the situation has calmed, but the factory remains closed, and residents expressed determination to keep it that way. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong says these protests are becoming more and more widespread.
First of all, you have rampant corruption and you have a lot of abuse of power. Then secondly, there is a lot of poverty in the countryside. There is a tendency for the local officials to turn a blind eye to various violations of laws by investors because they are very eager to attract investment to boost the revenue of the local government and to bring about economic development to their respective parts of the territory.
Activists say local officials also want investment so they can line their own pockets. Government figures say there were at least 50,000 incidents of rural protests last year, a five-fold increase on the number a decade ago. Yao Lifa worked for years as a member of the local People's Congress, the party's rubber-stamp parliament in the central province of Hubei. He gave it up to be a full-time activist, helping peasants and others to get their voices heard. He says Chinese peasants do not want to turn to violence, but they have no choice.
Chinese peasants are the most reasonable, honest and peaceful people in the world. In all these cases, it's only when they have exhausted all other channels, like lodging official protests, writing letters of complaint, trying to get cases reported in the media, that they will resort to violence. It really is the last resort.
Yao agrees that things will likely get worse, but he says the protests will continue to be separate explosions around the country, rather than in any way linked together into a protest movement. Even so, Joseph Cheng says protests like the one at the weekend in Xinchang do pose an indirect threat to the Communist Party.
It threatens Communist Party rule in the sense that the regime loses legitimacy in the eyes of the people. The regime cannot be seen, cannot argue that it has in fact been serving the people. There are efforts being made, but it has to do with the very basic nature of the regime, that is to say, the lack of democracy, the lack of checks and balances, the lack of freedom of the press. So as a result, you still have a lot of corruption, you still have a lot of abuse of power. At the grassroots and at the local government level.
So the Communist Party finds itself in a bind. It has lost its ideological legitimacy. Now its legitimacy depends on delivering economic prosperity to the people. But the policies have been set in motion within a system that provides no redress for the little guy. So while many people do benefit from economic reform, many are crushed in the process. The economic policies aimed at maintaining at least some Communist Party legitimacy are the very ones that are beginning to undermine it. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.